Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Still learning to fly after all these years. Hour number three of Fitzy and Hart. That's the Foo Fighters in the background. Of course, the headliners from night one at Boston Calling. And the reviews, Andy, were absolutely spectacular. Stiz himself was there. He got to see him. Taylor Hawkins' son, Taylor Hawkins. What's his name? Is it Taylor Hawkins Jr.?
Shane Hawkins.
Shane Hawkins, yep. Came out and played drums with the band. Dave Grohl, Stiz was telling me, played a song that they wrote for in honor of Taylor Hawkins passing. It must have just been everything I saw, everything I read, that it was just an absolute scene there. Two more nights of concerts, correct? It's a three-night affair?
That's right.
Man, wow, God, all the vibes.
It's definitely becoming like one of the, I don't know if there's another event like it in Boston.
We're not burning, it's not Burning Man just yet. We're not talking, it's no Lollapalooza, if you will, at this point. But like, no, Boston Calling is becoming one of the premier concert, multi-day concert set up destinations all across the country now. Like, I think Boston Calling is definitely landing on the map of like events and go to. What did it hold? What was the attendance like last night?
Good question, but it was packed. I don't know the exact number. We'll find out though.
All right, I appreciate that so much. That was some great analysis.
Thank you. Only here.
I have no idea, but it was packed. Great, excellent.
Lots of people. I looked left. I looked right. I looked forward. I looked back. There were people.
Yeah, there were a lot of people. Like, lines were super long. Oh, for the bathroom and food and beer? Really? You don't say.
40,000.
Huh? 40,000 people?
40,000.
Where are they holding this? Cleveland Circle? Wow. Where do you fit 40,000 people
right
in Boston?
Right next door, Harvard Stadium.
Ah, the old Harvard. Back where they turned rugby into football. I love it. Ah, I absolutely love it. Oh, speaking of which, the Free Jacks are in action today. They're going for another big home dub. What a weekend. See, all this positivity. Now, Stanley, I want to get to your audio in just one second. Let's clean up some of the calls. I know the lines got filled up when we returned to Celtics after our little Pats chat. All right, David in Florida, let's get your take on the Celtics game six tonight.
Hello.
Good day, sir.
You know what you guys are? You guys, I finally come to the realization. You guys are the new Mustard and Johnson of WEEI.
I'll take it. That is, as someone who grew up a Mustard and Johnson fan, I will take that. That is high praise. There is
which
plenty
is
of room in a new broadcast space for a throwback and a classic like the old M&J.
You're eccentric and witty and human. That's what you guys are. Now, to move on, what's a free jack? I mean, we all love women's sport. I love it, but what's a free jack? I mean, that's up for debate, too. What is a free jack?
All right. Well, a free jack is a plug-and-play solution that makes changing your lights as easy as changing your pillows, or at least that's what Google told me. Oh no, that's a free Jack pendant. It's something revolution. Here you go. Actually, on the New England Free Jacks website, a free Jack. Two words, free and Jack. Not under the control or in the power of another, able to act or be done as one wishes, subject neither to foreign domination nor to despotic government. So basically, a masshole.
Kind of, all right, interesting. I mean, all these new terms and then, but you know, with the Celtics tonight, I'm just yearning for a good game, a yearning for a well-played, exciting game. And I mean, I just hope and pray that's how it evolves. And I mean, who do you think is going to be the obscure player to have a big game tonight? I'm thinking Sam. What's the guy's name? Sam
Hauser.
Hauser, yeah. Maybe he's going to give like a great kite performance and a couple of big threes. I'm just really wanting a well played game. That's all I'm asking for. Win or lose, just come out and just play with some integrity, and that's all I ask for. I mean, I just hope that happens. I mean, am I asking too much?
No, I don't think you're asking for too much, David. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Keep the good vibes rolling down in Florida. The Celtics could use each and every one of them. I'd like a really good game. Sure, if they're going to lose, what's going to drive us crazy, Andy, is if they play a great game. Miami, maybe Jimmy Butler hits the big three that he missed at the end of Game 7 last year. The Heat win. And then the narrative will flip back to, oh, Missoula, he stinks. Oh, the Celtics, they did this to themselves. And it's going to frustrate all of us because this should be the loss, you know, that could potentially be the loss that maybe they were due for in the series as opposed to blowing two at home earlier. Then tomorrow when you and I are on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be having conversations about, you know, the fact that they could have avoided this or it shouldn't have ever come to this. And I want to be having the holy smokes. Can you believe how exciting it is? They did it again. Look what we have coming up on Monday night. The entire Memorial Day weekend is now going to be all about the potential of this epic turnaround and comeback. That's what I would prefer personally, more than just a good game. But if we are going to be this riled up, if we are going to spend this much bandwidth on it, if we're now going to ignore all the frustrations that were picking at us just a week ago when everyone wanted Joe Mazzulla run out of town and we had to split up the Jays and Horford was to be forced into retirement and put out to pasture. All those narratives have turned around just over the course of a couple games. I would love for that to continue.
Yeah, I don't need a good game. I just need a win. I'd be happy if it's a bad game. I don't really care as long as you get to Game 7. Now, David talking about Hauser relying on him. I don't feel great about that. I don't really want to count on him getting a lot of meaningful minutes or hitting big threes, but I don't think you need it. I think the way they're playing coming off last game, what was the number? Four guys with 20 points? Tatum, yep. And Brown and Derek White and
the
Marcus Smart.
97 victory. Like, they win by 13. They were up by 15 or more all game.
And that wasn't a great game. I mean, if you're talking about competitive, that was not a very competitive game. It was wire to wire. Celtics came out early, set the tone, forced a timeout, controlled the game. Now, it was kind of neck and neck over the final three quarters. I actually think it might have been 77-75 Miami, but you built a lead, you kept a lead, you controlled the game. I'd be happy to watch that. Now, if Sam Hauser gets in and hits a couple threes, yeah, will I be cheering? Will I be surprised? Will it be fun? But I would like a nice, simple, we're the better team, we have more talent, we found our stride, we're playing the way we should have kind of victory.
Let's get to, let's see if we can squeeze in one more call right now before we get to our audio fresh from the Boston calling. John, calling from the car. You got one of them fancy car phones, huh, John?
Yes, I do have one of them fancy car phones. So if you remember Draymond Green, when the Celtics won Game 1, he came out and said, okay, yeah, they beat us with Williams and Derek White. You know, let's see if they can do that again. I think Miami did a great job in limiting the production of both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in that last game, and they rolled the dice and trying to have guys like Marcus Smart and Derek White beat them. And I just think that the loss of Malcolm Brogdon and having to rely on guys like White and Smart to hit 10 out of 14 threes, it's a tough ask. And one of those other guys said something about, you know, Sam Hauser. I think it's got to be a guy like Sam Hauser or Peyton Pritchard. They just can't go with a seven-man rotation and expect these guys, today, these 36% three-point guys to hit 41, 42%. I just don't think it's a good recipe. And I hope Miami doesn't do what they did last game and limit the production of Brown and Tatum to 42 points combined. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about missing Brogdon and how that could be huge in this game. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Thanks for the, appreciate the call from the fancy car phone, John. It's interesting to think that they could go with the seven-man rotation, because if Miami is playing fast and furious, if Miami is rotating, if Miami is having a high-energy game, you may need somebody. If you gas the defense, if they make it tough for Tatum and Brown to get off a shot, if they're rotating and there's great intensity, you are going to probably need maybe somebody else to step up and hit a shot. I mean, it would just be crazy to think, you know, the Brogdon injury, maybe we are underselling it a little bit. We may be underplaying that a tad. To think that Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard's gotten some minutes. Hauser was in a game. That was, of course, game three in the fourth quarter when the Celtics were down by 30 and it didn't even feel that close. To think one of these guys may have to step in tonight and hit one or two big shots when they've really made zero-sum contributions thus far, Andy, it's wild. I mean, to me, you need the guys that Dunn brung you to the dance in the first place. You're going to need Tatum to find ways to either get open or, like we talked about earlier, and Mike Giardi hit on this too, facilitate. He was awesome. He had 11 assists in game five. That's what he did. When they were locking down on him, he was finding ways to dish the ball to the open man, and then it's incumbent upon them, when you get your moment, boom shakalaka, you got to hit that shot.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think 20 points from Smart and Derek White is crazy. They didn't go for 35. If you told me they went for 35, no, that's not sustainable. But they're each capable, and certainly Derek White, we've talked about it all year as part of that secondary dynamic duo that is now a lone star because of the Brogdon elbow injury, tendon injury, which is unfortunate. That hurts their depth. That brings them closer. But I still think they're as deep or deeper than the Miami Heat. I think there's a chance if anybody is getting worn down, it's Jimmy Butler in the Heat to some degree. I think they have the same issues you have. And that's the reality of playoff basketball, is benches get shortened. You know, 8 and 7 man rotations are not crazy. Like, that's kind of how it's played. And, you know, looking back, Tatum, he goes 1 of 6 from three. And I'd like a little bit more there. He had a fine game. He was fine, but he was not a superstar. He was not an all-NBA superstar. He didn't do anything crazy. I don't think anybody did anything outside the norm to win game five. I think you could say Derek White can. Now, would I like it? We always talk about this, you and I. Would I like to have Brown and Tatum in that 60 to 70 range, right? You know, some addition, some total in the 60s to 70s? Yeah, I think that's realistic. They did it a lot this year. They had a lot of the 30-30 games. They're both all NBA. But I don't think it's crazy to say, hey, Marcus Smart, give me 17, give me 16, give me 20. Derek White, give me 18, give me 22. Like, that's part of why they're such a good basketball team, is because I think those guys are capable of doing that at any time. Now, the three-point shooting from those guys in particular is a little bit above their heads. I think they were, what, 10 of 14, something like that. 70% from those two guys from three. That's probably not sustainable.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. When we come back, we'll finally hear Stanley's audio. We've teed it out two different breaks now. We'll keep talking Celtics, Sixers. No, we won't. It'll be Celtics Heat. I had to do a lot of filling and talking when you left. So
Celtics Sixers. Why are we going backwards?
Why not? Because we'll see what we can glean from Celtics Sixers and what it applies to Celtics Heat. Plus, Andy, we'll do a little Saturday sports parade, if you will.
Ooh.
A lot of everything else around the NBA, the NHL, and more. And have you heard anything about this Eric Lewis and NBA referee scandal that's been brewing?
No.
Why don't you take a few minutes to look that up during the break, and we'll talk about that, not Celtics Sixers, when we come back. Let's catch you up on everything else, sports news-wise, with Stanley, trending now.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's win or go home once again for the Celtics. They'll be in Miami to take on the Heat for Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Tip-off set for tonight at 8:30. Jason Tatum spoke with the media on how the team is so comfortable in chaos with their backs up against the wall. He had this to say.
And our ability to come together, figure things out when it's not necessarily looking good for us. It's unlike any team I've been on this year and last year, you know, just the core group of guys of, you know, being able to respond. And I think that's just a test to our togetherness, you know, obviously how bad we want it. And we got room for the determined, tough, guys that, you know, push come to shove, you know, you look to the left and the right and you believe that, you know, the guy next to you is going to do whatever it takes.
Malcolm Brogdon is listed as questionable for the Celtics, and the Celtics are 4-0 in elimination games this postseason. The Red Sox snapped their four-game losing streak. They beat the Diamondbacks 7-2 in Arizona last night. Chris Sale got his fifth win of the year, going five innings. He allowed four hits, one earned run, one walk, and struck out three. They'll run it back tonight, first pitch at 7:15. Garrett Whitlock will return to the mound for your Boston Red Sox after being on the injured list for over a month. And don't forget, we'll have all the action for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Joe Whale will get you ready for the game starting at 6:15 with the Mass Mutual pregame show, Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. And in NFL news, Jeff Howe of The Athletic is reporting that the Patriots are expected to pursue wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins was released by the Arizona Cardinals yesterday afternoon. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, we're right back to it. Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
They're going to win.
They're going to win.
Okay, so you remember 2004? Yeah. 2004, the Red Sox were down 3-0 against the Yankees, and then they swept the Yankees 4-0, right. And then they swept the World Series 4-0. Yeah.
Never happened in the NBA, though.
I know, that's the thing. Yeah. It's the first time for everything, sir.
If you had to compare the Boston Celtics to a rock band, what would it be? I like it. He's thinking about it.
These guys, Foo Fighters, coming back, new drummer, resurrection kind of thing. They got their butts kicked. They realize what's going on. They're getting serious. No more celebrations about winning. It's just like, we won, next.
One of the many revelers and attendees at last night's quote-unquote wicked crowded Boston Calling.
40,000 people.
There's 40,000 people there. Super long lines. The bathrooms are jammed. Boston Calling last night that our producer Stanley Bruno Stiz Grimey spoke to. That's great to hear that the energy was so positive. This is Fitzy and Hart, 3:25 on a Saturday afternoon. We're with you till 4 o'clock. You got the Red Sox game tonight out in Arizona. They won last night 7-2. Good to see them get off the four-game schneid as well. Also nice to see Sale Day means something again, Andy. And when I say it means something, it doesn't mean, oh, what did he do this time? How did he hurt himself? Or what equipment in the locker room or the entrance tunnel did he smash because he had another piss-poor outing? No, Chris Sale has really, really rounded into form. And dare I say it, I will. He's actually vaulted himself all the way back up to the top of the charts. I think he's the Red Sox ace again.
I do, too. And I'm enjoying this little resurgence because so many people were just, I thought, piling on negative, mean with Chris Sale. And
easy target.
Right. And did he do anything wrong? Like, he got hurt. You know, he was not, well, he was fragile.
Broke his hand off. He fell off a bike. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, but I could fall off a bike. Our president fell off a bike. Like, people fall
off bikes.
You're
not paid $29 million a year to not fall off a bike and also pitch baseballs.
So you're one of those people that piled on and took great glee in mocking him as he went through a trying time. I always appreciated the guy's a competitor, that I thought he gave everything when he was out there. He gave everything to try to be out there. He's frail. He's the skinniest dude I've ever seen in my life in person. But he's back. He's, you know, actually brought some stability to his outings every 5 days, which they need. Now, I wish it were taking place in a bit more relevant, meaningful baseball, because they are still sort of a mediocre baseball team. But no, I'm one of the few, I guess, that never gave up on Chris Sale, and I'm happy for him.
Let's hear a little bit more from the Boston Calling attendees last night, Stiz. You said you spoke to, you had five prime timers there that were worthy of hearing from.
Yeah, we spoke to a few people. All right, here's another one right now.
Celtics in seven.
Yeah?
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. We're going to win 115 to 98.
What about Jimmy Butler?
He sucks, dude. That is the wrong attitude.
Let's go Celtics!
As you can see.
Okay, there you go. That's the most Boston thing ever. What about Jimmy Butler? He sucks, dude. Yeah, he's super terrible at closing out games and being awesome and just, you know, being the kryptonite to the Celtics effort to get back to, come on now.
Did he say he has the wrong attitude? Like,
I think
his attitude is what carries him.
Wrong attitude, Andy.
Like, I wish Jason Tatum had that wrong attitude.
Let's hear another one, Stiz.
All right.
I think the series has turned.
Yeah.
I think the Celtics have way more athleticism. If they keep going to the hoop and are aggressive, they will beat this team. They're way better. They have way more talent. And then let's see what happens. But we got to win this game. And they haven't been able to step up in a big situation. Tomorrow will be the big
one. If we win game six, is game seven assured we win?
It's a 30-point win.
Wow.
Hey, what were they serving last night? Was it all just, was it double IPA only night? Were they handing out free shots to the 40,000 people at Boston
Lots
Calling?
Of Lord Hobo floating around.
You know what? Listen, the boom sauces, they go down real easy. They'll catch up to you. I've always told you, Stanley. You got to be careful.
Right. That's right. All right. Here's another one.
I think Tatum steps up. I think Jaylen Brown steps up. And I think Marcus Smart plays some defense. And I think the Celtics win.
Okay. If you had to compare the Celtics to a rock band, what band would it be?
I would say The Clash. I felt like they were an underground band that they just crushed. Whoa. And everybody liked them, but no one knew why exactly. And I feel like the Celtics are the same way. Like, you can point to all their talent, but it still seems like it doesn't quite add up. And The Clash was kind of the same way.
Joe Mazzulla, keep him or you gotta go?
I think I like him. I mean, he stepped into a tough spot and he crushed all season long. And if he brings him back from this, then, like, you gotta keep him. I mean, I get it. Like, if he loses this one, then, like, you know, there's a lot on his shoulders. But if he brings him back from 3-0, then what the f***?
Okay, then. Okay. Tell
us how you move. That guy's my favorite.
I'll tell you, what was amazing to me is how much the tide has turned. You know, after game three, you couldn't find, everyone was like, it's over, I'm done. Now you can't find someone that doesn't think the Celtics are going all the way.
Yeah, not only just like going to win this series, but now they're going to be crowned NBA champions.
For the next 5 years.
If they win, exactly. Oh my, that guy was awesome. yeah, now, like, this isn't like the game against Russia where the odds are absurd and there's no chance anyone in the world is going to pick them and they pull off maybe inarguably the greatest upset in sports history, let alone Olympic history, and then have the Finland game, which was just sort of like, you know, a go through the motions contest to get to the gold medal. Like, awaiting the winner of this series, a series that now has dragged on much longer, even though they do have till June 1st to start the NBA Finals, so everybody can get their legs under them, but is a Denver team that is on an absolute rip. You want to talk about that? They're on an absolute rip. Nikola Jokic is playing beyond whatever earned Joel Embiid the NBA MVP this season as well, and Jamal Murray's shooting lights out, Michael Porter, everyone. That team's playing phenomenal basketball. But the kicker is getting iced, Andy, because they're going to sit 2 weeks before they get a chance to play the NBA Finals.
Yeah, there's a lot of focus on this series because they're still playing, but I agree with you. Denver looks like they're about ready to break through, and they could break through to become, you just joked about, oh, the Celtics going to win the title for the next 5 years. Denver's going to be a team to contend with for the foreseeable future with Jokic. He is so good, and I think people slept on it. They were banged up last year, and that played a role in them underachieving. But, yeah, the focus is over here. Even there, the focus was sort of on LeBron. Even the last game, they're sweeping the Lakers, and the focus is on LeBron playing 47 minutes and 56 seconds. At some point, people are going to have to shift the focus and say, hey, those Nuggets, them Nuggets are pretty good, and that Jokic, he's special.
Had to take 4 seconds off. What a candy ass. He's lost it.
Well,
he's lost it.
Retirement now, so.
Right. Yeah, full right. He's going to retire. He's going to let Bronny play a season at USC down the street from dad. He'll manage his minutes. He'll fake an injury. He'll start the season in November or December.
Fake.
Come back on.
A fake injury already from
come on. You know, God, we've all read the script. The NFL is scripted. Come on. The NBA is way more scripted. Ultimate reality show on television. Yeah, I mean, Denver could be like an absolute jug. And by the way, when both teams, we all know that the Celtics are more talented. Yes, they should be the better team. They are the better team, but they haven't put themselves in that position just yet. But if you were to just play the paper matchup, the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets versus the Celtics versus the Denver Nuggets, come on now. Come on, give the people what they want.
The NBA has to want the Celtics to win this series. That's where I do agree with the officiating, and not just the longevity of this series, win today, then get another game, an extra gate, extra TV ratings. But if it's Miami going against Denver, first of all, neither are massively popular teams right now, and obviously the Denver market is not huge. You want the Celtics in that game. You want Tatum versus Jokic, who breaks through, who gets their title, who takes that next superstar level.
Or, you know, does Jimmy Butler finally get his after all these great performances leading the Heat by himself?
I don't like his
attitude.
And
is Jimmy Butler Michael Jordan's illegittimate son? We'll ask a very bitter Scottie Pippen by the end of the show. Stiz, any more from Boston?
Yeah, we got one more rallying cry from your fellow Celtics fans live from Boston calling last night.
Season 7?
Yeah.
Season 7,
what's your prediction for tomorrow night?
Are you kidding? It's going to be a blowout. The Heat are old. Okay, they're tired at this point. The Celtics are a young team, and they're going
to—they're
going to run circles around Jimmy Butler.
Let's go, Celtics!
So there you go. Season 7, baby.
Andy, was that your son out at Boston calling with his friends last night?
No. He's not allowed at those types of things just yet. But
juiced up on a little C4 like his old man.
Well, that could happen. That could definitely happen. But no, I like their energy. Old coot Jimmy Butler. They're going to run circles around him. 30-point win. I like it. I like all the positivity.
Yeah. Oh, man, we'll see. Boy, couldn't this – won't we be – we have the chance tomorrow. Andy and I, once again, will be on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Our usual Sunday slot for the Fitzy and Hart program. Today, of course, we're filling in for Christian Arcand. We have two distinctly different shows tomorrow. There could be the whether they win by one or they win by, as everyone at Boston Calling was saying, 30 over the old man Heat tonight. We've got that show, which would be, wow, what a game 6. I can't believe they did it. And now history could be calling. Will they be legends? Will Miami buckle to the pressure? Or we'll be hosting the Celtics put themselves in this position. They blanked around and they found out. That's the end of this. I'm not ready for a postmortem. I'm too interested in this story now. I don't want to have to make a decision. I know there were a lot of callers on Ken and Curtis earlier on WEEI on the whole, like, do you want Mazzulla to stick around? Does he deserve it? You know, do they fire him if the Celtics get bumped tonight? I don't want to have that conversation. I'm not ready for that. I don't necessarily think that he's going anywhere in particular. I don't know exactly what's been eating at this team or what's caused these issues. It's not just Brogdon's forearm. It can't just be whatever injury maybe Jaylen Brown has been nursing. I also don't want to hear the whole, like, if they lose tonight, then in the next 48 hours, it's, oh, Jason Tatum was nursing this, Jaylen Brown was nursing that. Like, I have no business doing some bulk shopping on the holiday weekend at the Excuse Factory. They're good enough. They have shown that they're good enough to control this team, to withstand Miami's charges, to defend them well enough, as a great point Giardi brought out. The Celtics have been playing aggressive in the half court, too, like not letting Miami even get their offense set up. You know, I know the Celtics always get flummoxed by the 2-3 zone. Like, every time someone or Spoelstra runs it against them, it stops them in their tracks, like, what is this wizardry? What sorcery are you breaking out on the floor right now? But the Celtics have played some excellent defense the last two games. To me, again, it can't be overstated. That's the key for them finding a way to get it done tonight and give us the Game 7. We, the people, the NBA, and beyond demand Monday night at 8:30.
And they've talked about that. Give them credit, or tried to become a better defensive team, what they weren't all year. Tried to muster a little Ime Udoka-like Celtics from a year ago. And remember, we talked about it. I know you really wanted to talk about in this segment the 76ers series, so I'll bring a little bit of that to the mix here. Those last couple games, 88 points and 86 points, I think, allowed in each of those last two games. And we had Joe Mazzulla talking about defensive end-of-the-floor energy translates into offensive end-of-the-floor energy. And that's all basketball, right? You get a stop, you get a quick outlet, all of a sudden you got numbers, you get energy, fast breaks, you're feeling good. And the key is the energy to start that. And because I've always believed defense is simple effort. It's energy, it's effort. Do you want to do it? And I know there's some rotations and there's some decisions that are made, and Jaylen Brown don't leave James Harden alone in the corner for the go-ahead three, things like that. But a lot of it is want to. Do they want to bring the energy early in the game to start that way, to have that defensive end-of-the-floor commitment? And they're more than capable. I'll be stunned if they come out flat. Now, the injuries, I'm with you. I don't want to hear about, are you on the floor? Because I'm assuming some of the Heat are going to be banged up. Gabe Vincent's going to be limping. He's going to be taped. Like, okay, it's the postseason. I know it's a cliche, but, you know, if you're out there, I hold you to a certain standard. I'm not going to say, oh, poor Jaylen Brown was icing his wrist after shoot-around, and Malcolm Brogdon, you know, he's got a – yep, everybody's got boo-boos. Go win.
Yeah, amazing. Andy, I'm not sure, before we get into that, Eric Lewis, the NBA referee who is now under investigation by the NBA, not sure if you heard, this was my favorite bit. A lot of great Charles Barkley sound bites this week. Thought the Celtics had a chance to win. If they win Game 4, he was going to bet all of his money on them in Game 5. Turns out they won. Barkley's had plenty of wrong predictions. He's had plenty of right ones as well. One of the things that makes him so entertaining is he's never afraid to go way out on the plank or the ledge and give you his take and then own it afterwards, and usually be jovial and tell a joke about it as well. Very self-deprecating. Did you happen to catch Barkley trying to do the Boston accent the other night on the best sports show on TV, NBA on TNT?
I did not. I'm guessing it was entertaining.
Stanley, could you roll it, please?
I saw Annie at Fenway Park eating chowder on top of the monster.
No, not at all.
Try it one more time, Chuck.
Yeah. I saw Annie at Fenway Park eating chowder on top of the monster.
Yo, why y'all doing this to this guy?
Come on, man.
What's his name, Chuck?
Annie.
The word you really had trouble with was my name.
Annie.
Is that how you say my name in Boston?
I saw Annie.
Hey, Annie.
At Fenway Park in Chatter on top of the monster.
Let's hear a real Bostonian say it.
I gotta hear this.
Saw Ernie at Fenway Park eating chowder on top of the monster.
That sounds just like me.
No,
why do you, I'll never meet anyone named Ernie again. Not that I've, I don't even know if I've ever met anyone named Ernie that didn't live on Sesame Street.
Ernie Buck.
Oh, good point. Okay. Well,
jeez.
I saw Ernie. Oh my God. But see, that's what makes Bart. That's what makes that show so great. Not afraid to act a fool. Not afraid to be the butt of their own joke. Not afraid to have a gas or, you know, have the blank taken out of them. Like, Too many of the sports shows, too many of the pregames, too many of the former athletes are so self-serious and don't want to ruin their brand or their image. There's so much to Barkley's image and being able to, you know, and being funny and have and playing around. And, you know, his analysis is good. Like one game, he's ripping the Celtics, saying that they're embarrassing their legacy and Red Auerbach and Larry Bird and all the others that played before him. And the next minute, he's doing the worst Boston accent since Jeff Bridges and Blown Away.
And wasn't he the one that said that they'll never be a team to come back from 3-0?
Like I said earlier, I love when he's right some of the times. I love when he's wrong some of the times.
No, I love the opinions, and they're all secure in their opinions. And that's to, mm-hmm. they're so comfortable. Like, they're not trying to see what the reaction might be to their opinions or create.
What's Twitter saying about what I said earlier? Like, no, they're just into it.
They don't,
into
don't
it.
Care. And they're secure. I give Kenny maybe the biggest credit because Shaq is untouchable, whether it's his talent, his money, his entrepreneurial success.
Like, that's right. I am untouchable.
He is. He's totally untouchable. And Barkley is pretty damn close. Kenny isn't right. He wasn't on the basketball level. He's not on the star level. But yet he fits in and is comfortable giving the opinions in that environment. And then, how do you say? Ani. Ani does a nice job keeping it all together.
I hope they keep that rolling tonight. I hope they refer to him as Ani the entire rest of the way. That stuff is gold. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we will keep the sports parade rolling. Feel free to call in about the Patriots if you'd like to weigh in with your Game 6 thoughts. Outrageous predictions, sure to go right or wrong. If you want to do your worst impersonation of Charles Barkley trying to do a Boston accent and more. Plus, an absolutely shocking and spectacular result from, of all places, soccer earlier today. That I feel the need to share because it's an incredible feel-good story. You're not going to want to miss it. The wrap-up portion of a Fitzy and Hart on Memorial Day weekend coming up. Stick with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WEEI. We're right back to Fitzy and Hart.
Streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
And he's missed it, and Luton Town are promoted to the Premier League. It happens that quickly. Luton go from non-league to Premier League in 9 years. An incredible story.
From just a couple hours ago in jolly old England, of all places, Andy, a club I had never heard of before, and I can't imagine you're that familiar with the English Premier League overall, but we have talked many times about how we believe relegation and elevation would be to the benefit of many American sports, I think especially baseball. Maybe in basketball. They'll never do it in football. But the idea that there are 20 teams in the EPL and then there are tiers below them as well. People may be more familiar with it stateside after the Welcome to Wrexham show where Ryan Reynolds bought in to and Rob McElhaney bought into a fifth tier team, Wrexham, in Wales, the oldest football club in the United Kingdom, and now have helped elevate them to the fourth tier of English soccer. This team in 9 years goes from the absolute bottom of the English soccer system now to the English Premier League, which is just unbelievable to think of. But here's the best part. If you just go, if you just jump onto Twitter and type in Luton Town, L-U-T-O-N space T-O-W-N, you can see that what a massive difference it's going to make for them, because you get all this sponsorship money, you get all this Premier League money. It's a several hundred million dollar investment in their team that they're going to benefit from. It's huge. They have, they're in the fifth tier of the English Football League 9 years ago. They have a 10,000 seat stadium. It's 120 years old. I think it's the oldest in England itself. And they beat Coventry City today. They secured the $200 million promotion. The thing is, Andy, their stadium, if you go take a look, it's surrounded by houses. So you actually have to enter through a house to get to to get to the stadium. It's got a big sign out front. It says Oak Stand. So here are these like row houses. Looks very Philadelphia almost, like it's very super tightly zoned. All these little brick style homes together. And so there, nestled in and amongst all these homes in Luton Town, is this pitch that is just like squeezed in. There's no parking. There are no bars, no place to tailgate in and around there. And now all of a sudden, they're going to have to spend $20 million to upgrade the stadium and the surrounding area, but they're going to get $200 million from the elevation for a couple of years. It's kind of awesome. Like, and so they didn't win the English Premier League. Manchester City won, and that team has become an absolute wagon in the last decade plus. But just the fact that I love a team having to compete to the final day and not even being in the top tier league and getting a chance to earn something like this. Like, that's what I think gives relegation and elevation over there in the EPL and the English soccer system a little something extra over some of the American sporting leagues. I love it.
Yeah, it's unique. It's awesome. I mean, there's just no way it could ever work, I don't think. I just can't envision how it would work. I mean, the easiest one would actually be the one you kind of dismissed, college football, right? Mm-hmm. NFL, college football. Alabama, like, has a massive budget, massive stadium, massive everything. And, you know, there's more similarities with them than any other sports, whether it be minor league baseball to major league baseball or these basket. I mean, I guess basketball would be kind of similar. Major college basketball has a 20,000 seat arena. They have sort of the structure where relegation would work. But I think it's fascinating. Like, I don't truly understand all of it. And like you said, you have this 10,000 seat stadium in a bunch of houses, and now they're playing at the highest level, and how that actually works is really fascinating to me. But it's cool. It definitely provides motivation that is unique to that sport and that league.
Yeah, it's really just something else. Like, the people over there, oh my gosh, the pints, the Peroni and the Carlsberg that'll be flowing freely over there tonight.
It's always
gotta
beer with
them.
You. It's always back to beer with you.
Always back to beer. Are you kidding me?
I think you might have a problem.
All roads lead back to beer. No, I don't. I'm fine. Thank you very much. Totally in control. I can wait to have my first Gansett till 4:01. I'm fine. Don't you worry about it. Let's clean up a couple of things. The Eric Lewis thing. Did you get a chance to read into that? NBA referee Eric Lewis, who you may be familiar with, audience, because there was a clip that kind of, I'm not going to say it went viral, but people passed it around pretty freely. After game one, when Jimmy Butler hit a dagger of a shot to lead the Heat to an improbable game one victory, a shocking game one win over the Suns. I mean, those of us who remember last year weren't that shocked, because the Heat stole game one last year as well. There was a slow-mo reaction of referee Eric Lewis when Jimmy Butler hit a runner in the lane that fell in with less than a minute left. He made a face that would sort of look like, oh no, like he tilted his head back and he grimaced with the whistle in his mouth. And people thought, like, how much money did this guy, that's what people were first saying, how much money did this guy possibly have on the Celtics? Like, are we going to be dealing with another Tim Donaghy thing? Now some deep diving leads people to figure out that this guy's actually a big Celtics fan. And the Celtics are 22-4 in games where he's officiated. Okay, I mean, the Celtics win a lot of games. They win more than they lose. And now the NBA may have found a burner account that he's been defending his officiating in, and an official investigation is going to be opened up into Twitter activity and commentary about Eric Lewis and his officiating. It's a little fishy. There could be a little something there. Now, even there you go. At King James, LeBron James' official Twitter account is verified. Maybe he bought the blue check mark. He probably was just given it. This Eric Lewis poop emoji true? ?
So, but what exactly are the allegations beyond having a burner account and maybe some weird fake? Like, have they found any actual gambling ties or inequities in his performance? Because there's been guys before Kevin Durant, executives who've had burner accounts and they do these weird defending of themselves and that whole thing. I don't understand that, even that aspect of it, that psychosis. Like, you've reached an elite level in whatever you're doing, player, referee, general manager. Why are you getting in the mud with peons and mucking it up and looking like an idiot publicly? I've never understood the motivation of that. That the insecurity of that amazes me for these accomplished individuals.
Okay, so from at the Stein line, Mark Stein, he and his 1.5 million followers, pretty sure he only reports on things he believes to be true or that have some validity to them. He tweeted this out late yesterday afternoon. The NBA, I'm told, has opened an official review into Twitter activity unearthed this week with frequent mentions of veteran referee Eric Lewis.
But what does that mean? Is it illegal to have a burner account? Is it illegal to be so insecure that you defend yourself through a Twitter account or affect public sentiment about you with a burner account?
Let's also remember, Andy, who was the official in the famous Patrick Beverley camera game? When LeBron fell to the ground, like, dear God, no, come on, I was fouled. We should have won the game. Was it Lewis?
Interesting. So he might just be a bad official who's oversensitive and insecure.
I'm telling you, go back and look at that Jimmy. I'm watching it now in slow-mo. Jimmy Butler drives to the lane, switches to the left hand, gets the layup, basically ices the game for the Heat in game one, and Eric Lewis bites down on his whistle and tilts his head back like, oh, man, that sucks.
Well, maybe
aren't they supposed
just
to be
amazed.
Impartial to this?
Maybe he's just amazed.
Amazed?
Yeah.
You got people all over it.
Well, I do. It's funny when these people, and I don't mean that in a negative way, these people with internet abilities and like these Twitter sleuths and internet sleuths, once they smell blood in the water, you're in trouble. Start pulling plugs and smashing phones like you're Tom Brady, buddy, because you're in trouble.
Yeah, okay, the big lead has it. The NBA opened an official investigation into Eric Lewis's alleged burner account, so maybe there really is something to the story of him calling games in favor. Yep, there's Patrick Beverley. I'm watching that now. T on Bev. Unbelievable. I can't believe that. Wow. That's the last thing. Just like the last thing the Patriots needed was some sort of scandal to start off the OTAs in the 2023 season, unless, of course, you're one of those people that believes, well, you know, hey, at least now we know they're trying again because they're cheating again. Old Belichick up to his old tricks.
What's your burner account? Because you're sensitive and insecure, so you must have one.
Oh, boy, that was an unnecessary shot that had no validity whatsoever. My burner account at WEEI. Also, Andy, I wanted to, in the sports parade, all the different stuff, Stars and Knights will be going 6. Kachuk did it. 4-game sweep. Thrilling game 4 victory over Carolina. I don't think the Panthers making it to the Stanley Cup Finals is bringing any solace whatsoever to Bruins fans, because now more so it's just, oh, if we had just found a way, if Marshy could have snuck it in, if we just could have held on to that lead in game 7, we could have been rolling. I don't think the Bruins would have necessarily rolled through the same way that the Panthers did. That team seems like they are a given team of mission and purpose at this point. I wouldn't want to bet against them in the Stanley Cup playoffs. In fact, I may borrow some money from Charles Barkley and Anne and bet on the Panthers in the finals.
Anne. And Matthew Tkachuk is the breakout star of the Stanley Cup playoffs. He has just been remarkable. Watching him
up
close.
Holy smokes. Like, honest to God, he's been amazing.
Tremendous. And I know everybody wanted to hate him, and rightfully so, in the series against the Bruins fans. He was the villain, and he did some things that were certainly villainous, certainly at best Rodney Harrison-esque. But he has made a name for himself. Not that he needed to make a name for himself, because his dad made a name for him.
Yes, his father, Keith, made quite a name for himself as well, and he is welcomed into all the elite circles and spheres of NHL royalties. No problem.
But no, he's
already had
great.
A pretty good name. But he's earned it, as they said at the end of Saving Private Ryan.
Or lived up to it. He's lived up to his name, and he has dominated this Stanley Cup playoffs, and the dramatic effect. What was it? 4 seconds left with the game winner to sweep the other night.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That's a cool moment.
While they had a one man advantage as well. Also, did you see that Kenny Pickett, quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who of course Ben Roethlisberger, in trying to come around and be a proper man of the Lord and faith, said that he didn't want to see succeed because then he thought people would be thinking Ben who. Kenny Pickett had his car broken into and his playbook stolen.
Yep.
Cut to Bill Belichick gifs and memes galore.
Getting ready for that Thursday. It's a Thursday night, right, game that they
have. One that's going to get flexed out? Yeah.
Yep, probably. Absolutely, probably. But, yeah, no, poor Kenny Pickett. A guy's got small hands. Now he's got no playbook. I think his car actually got stolen, too. It was one of those Genesis SUVs, I think, got stolen. Just, that's tough. You ever have your laptop stolen?
No, but I did one time leave the laptop on the roof of my car and drive off and watch it fly off on 95.
That's awesome. I forgot about that. That was awesome. And you were taking it, get it fixed, weren't you?
I was. I was on my way to get it fixed, and I was like, well, probably don't need to get that.
Who wants a new laptop, family?
Anyone? Laptop? Just it's on exit 23 on 95. All right, that'll do for another highly memorable edition of the Fitzy and Hart program here on WEEI. If you missed any portion of it, especially the Mike Giardi interview and holding down of the fort guest star cameo while Andy had a technical difficulty, you can get the Fitzy and Hart podcast on the Odyssey app, WEEI.com, or subscribe wherever you get your football podcast. Like, up next, before the Red Sox, it's our guy Mark Dondero to keep the Game 6 pregame party rolling. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend Saturday and all that sunshine. Good job, Stanley Bruno. We'll talk to you later, everyone. Go Celtics!
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.